In today's podcast, we're going to be talking about spiritual self-care, what it is, why we need it, how often we should be doing it. And I'm telling you, it is much more than just doing some physical things. We're going to be talking about it in this episode. So I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information, but if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in, because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information, because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances. We are talking today about spiritual self-care, how we can nourish our own souls. I'm so glad that I came across really wanting to do this podcast, because first of all, it's a blessing to me. It's a blessing to me, and it's something that's going to help me to be better, a better believer as well. You guys, you know, there are oftentimes people that you might be listening to that are talking that don't always talk about what their struggles are, not were. It's easy to talk about what our struggles were. It's hard to talk about what our struggles are, and this is not an area that I am always where I need to be, to say the least. That's a nice way of saying it, right? And I want to be able to talk about this spiritual self-care, because it is an ever-evolving journey, And I want to make sure that I am being honest and open about this, because I think it's something that can help us. Make sure that if you can, when you get a chance, go to ccoclub.com to find out more about what we are doing. That is our parent company, parent network. But I'm really, really excited about being here with you guys today. So we are taking a deep dive, and this is so foundational, but oftentimes overlooked. And let me back up and say, I don't even know if it's always overlooked, as opposed to sometimes I think because our lives are so busy. And again, when I'm talking, I'm gonna talk about myself today. My life can get so busy that it can become a check mark, right? Like, I did pray today. I did read my Bible today. I didn't read my Bible today. I did pray. I didn't pray. I did, right? It'd be like check, 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 check. Did I do these things? And I want us to begin to get more intentional about our spiritual self-care. Like my pastor says, it's not about the amount of time you do it. It's about the consistency of doing it, right? And depending on how you grew up as a believer, doesn't matter when, how long it, what matters is that we are trying to develop a relationship with the Father, right? And the truth is that, you know, if we're talking about this as a relationship on earth, some relationships, sometimes we give more time to bad relationships than we do to our spiritual relationships. Sometimes we're giving more time to the foolery that's happening in the culture, you know, and seeing who's locked up and who's done this and who's done that. And we are more involved in their lives. And that time and energy might be taking some time from what you should be doing for your spiritual life. I know that might hurt, and I know that might have convicted somebody, because I know if I'm spending hours and hours and hours scrolling mindlessly or senselessly, which is what I really wanted to say, on social media, then that amount of time could be for my spiritual self-care, especially if I'm finding that I am not doing my spiritual self-care in the way that I want to do it. So let's define first and foremost, what is spiritual self-care? So spiritual self-care, it's more than just me time, right? Because there are folks out there that want to do more me time, you know, but it's really about reconnecting with God, renewing your spirit, nurturing those deeper parts of who we are, right? Not just those parts that make us feel good or going to get a massage or something like that, but just the depths of our soul. I remember years ago being in such a dry season with being fed by a church or a pastor. And I was going to church, let me say that. But it just wasn't feeding me. There were messages, but when I tell you they weren't feeding my soul, and I was desperate and dying because I wasn't able to find that. And so it's going to require a different level of renewing of one's spirit if you find yourself in a dry season spiritually, right? It also, spiritual self-care, it also relates to everyday life. And many people equate self-care with physical acts, like I said, like spa days or working out. But spiritual self-care is like connecting with God, to your higher power, aligning your life with what God wants us to do, right? And I know that there has been, for many of you, you know, I just gave an example of a dry season. You might have been in a dry season. There's oftentimes, let me finish that thought. You might have been in a dry season. You might be going through a dry season where you can't, you don't feel like you can get what you want. I'm going to tell you, look up my pastor on YouTube, Dr. Darius Daniels. That's Darius Daniels. Because I believe he is definitely one that sent. Yes, there are a lot of pastors out there. Listen to your own. But I know that Dr. Daniels has something different on him. And I appreciate that. And I'm talking about in there with the greats of our time. And the thing is that I just want to be fed, right? And there are sometimes, so there are seasons that I've had like that. I'm not in a current season where I have felt, I'm in like the valley of the dry bones, but I am sometimes have days where I say my spirit is low. I can feel like my spirit is low. It feels like my energy is low. It feels like there's maybe some sadness in there, maybe a little bit of darkness in there. Like if I was, you know, like, you know, if my inside don't feel like sunshine, it just feels like it's a gloomy day on the inside of me. And this is just me trying to give words, articulation to what I'm saying when I say my spirit is low. I don't generally want to talk to anybody. I'm generally to myself. You know, it's just like, it's just kind of gloomy for me. And when those things are happening, you know, I have to honor the time, and I try to connect a little bit more with God during those times, because they come up periodically, right? And that may be the same thing for you, right? And if you find that that's something that happens for you, you might need to be thinking about more spiritual self-care. So because here's the thing, we need spiritual self-care to keep us grounded. And it's going to help us to navigate life's challenges with a much clearer perspective, right? And that's something that's important. I also have that it provides peace, clarity, and focus, especially if you're juggling faith, family, and business. It doesn't matter, man, listen, there are some of us who are juggling more than that. We are professional plate spinners. And instead of patting oneself on the back for being a professional plate spinner, because I think some of us wear that as a scarlet letter, I know that might set somebody free, is to get smart and just put some plates down. Just get smart and put some plates down. I'm not going to spin that plate anymore. I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to say no. I'm going to start saying yes to myself and yes to my spiritual self-care and no to all the things that I have to juggle, because it's not helping me in the long run, right? And if you think about it, even Jesus took time out for some retreating to quiet places to pray, right? And to get connected to the Father. Even Jesus, when he walked on earth, did it. So if he did it, if he took time to connect, if he took some time away, unplugged, right? Like unplug, turn your phone off, turn the TV off, turn off whatever, or unplug from some things so you can get plugged into other things, right? Because that may be something that's going to help you, right? Because our job is to make sure that we are aligned spiritually. And watch this, that one decision can help you in your business, because it can help you to be more discerning. It can help you to avoid distractions. It can help you avoid things like fear. It can help you with insecurity. It can help you if you're in business with shiny object syndrome, if you learn to hear the voice of God even more. If you learn to hear, and it's really just going to take just some time to be able to spend some time with spiritual self-care in order to do that. Now, if you're asking how you should practice this spiritual self-care, I have a couple of things. I have like, let me see, I have five points for you that I think that you know them all. You know them all. But I'm going to reiterate them, because oftentimes what I am learning in my life right now is that I might hear something, I might know something, but when I hear it today, it means something different because I'm in a different place and I'm at a different age. My Lord and my God, that can set you free. You might just know that, yeah, I need to do spiritual self-care, but hearing it today might just shift something in you because you're hearing it a little bit differently and in a way that it just speaks to your spirit, right? And so that's why hearing these things over and over again can be different for you today. So yes, daily prayer and meditation. Yeah, we should be doing that. So setting a time, so specific time to connect with God, express gratitude, and seek guidance. So watch this, express gratitude. I don't do that, and I should, right? Like I'm saying it to you. Like I said, I'm looking at myself first, right? Like I need to put more, I thank God for who he is, what he's doing, blessing my family, all those types of things. But I want to be more intentional about the gratitude. Do I need to start a gratitude journal? Do I just need to write something down? But I want to do something more where I'm doing something aside from just thanking God in the way that I thank God every day. I want to get better at that. If you guys have some ways for even your girl to do it, go to ccoclub.com/podcast. There's a link on the bottom. It's an orange button. You can click on that and leave me a voice message. But yeah, just I have done that in the past, and then I do it for a couple of days and I fall off. So I really, really, really want to express gratitude more and seek guidance. That's somewhere that I'm at, because I'm thinking about going back to school for another master's and doctorate, which will give me 3 masters, 2 doctorates. I'm thinking about it. You guys pray for me on that. But that's, again, that's that, because I'm feeling that I want to get connected, more connected to God. And because of how my mind works, intellectually, that feeds my spirit as well. And that may be in this season that I'm in, what it is that I need to do to get closer to God. Scripture reading, a routine. Even if it's just a verse a day, right? Even whatever it is, just get into a routine. One of the things that I have, as of late, the devil has been, I have been challenged with is that I'm reading to read and not reading to feed, right? And that I'm reading it because at my church, we're in this, you know, this study where we're reading through Proverbs right now. And I'm reading to read. And, you know, if you read, you know, what King Solomon was saying, it's almost like every verse he's jumping to another subject, right? And it's sometimes hard to follow what he's saying because, let's say, if you, you know, read Proverbs 1, there could be, you know, 32 lessons, different things in each verse. And so in Proverbs, sometimes it can be like that, right? Where it's harder to take in, you get some verses in there, but I think, look, I'm just trying to tell the truth about what's going on, but it could be hard to sometimes follow. And so you might need a group that you're reading with. You might need a book to help you with it. You might need to be able to go to Old Testament and New Testament and looking at it from a different way. You might be studying topics, right? You might go to a Bible app and you're on a theme, right? Because as long as we are doing something, and I love the Bible app, that little brown app that says Bible, love that one, because I go in there and do a Bible plan. Like, this is what I need right now. Let me search. Okay, I could do this one and this one and this one, all of them at the same time, because they are feeding me. If I'm dealing with, let's say, fear, I can look at as many as I want on fear and read as many as I want, because it's thematic. Here's the point. Whatever it is that you do, do it. Whatever it is that you do, make sure you're doing it as consistently as possible, because that's the important part. Number 3, journaling your spiritual journey, right? Like, I'm not a writer in these ways. And this can be an encouragement to both me, both you, is to reflect on God's faithfulness, reflect on your prayers, reflect on your growth. It could just be a space to write down revelations of words and encouragement. And that's how some people connect with God, through writing. And that's okay. That can be how you pray to God. Don't try to tell me I'm wrong, because I know I'm not. That's how you connect with God, because we all connect with God in a different way. And that may be the way that you find that you are the closest to God. And if that is what you could do, I'm telling you, do it and do it well. Do it and do it well. And I just feel that the Spirit is telling me right now to tell somebody, yes, that journal that you were supposed to design, you need to do it. The end, get it done. Right? So let that be an encouragement to whomever around the world was supposed to get that word right there. Number four, being still and listening. This is something really good. Not every moment of spiritual self-care needs to be active. That might set somebody free right there. Sometimes we just need to sit quietly in the presence of God. Sometimes it can be a song, that one song that you may have on your phone, or that you like to listen to, maybe on Pandora. Maybe you have the CD of your old school, and it just gets you in the presence of God. I'm one of those people that will listen to a song on repeat for 1,000 years. Same song, repeat, don't change, no matter what. But it just gets me in the presence. It just helps me to feel closer to God. And sometimes it's just waiting. It can be just refreshing to be like, nah, I'm waiting on God. I'm just sitting here in my space, and I'm just hearing from God, and just being quiet and not being active. Again, I don't know. Well, for me, if I or many people subscribe to just being still, right? The Bible says, be still and know that I am God, right? So be still sometimes and listen to how God speaks to you. I absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, know that God speaks to all of us differently, and that we have to begin to hone that. And sometimes it takes getting quiet and getting still to do that. And number five, connecting with the faith community. That could be at a physical church. You might feel like you still don't feel good about it several years post-COVID, and that's okay. But it can be, you know, an accountability partner. It could be a sister friend. It could be anybody, family. It could be whatever it is. But being able to just grow spiritually, encourage each other, and making sure that you are doing what it is you need to do. So that was how to practice self-care, and how often, ideally is every day, but it doesn't have to be long. It just has to be consistent, right? And depending on where you are, you might need it more. You might be launching a new business. You might be facing a family challenge. You might be dealing with some financial challenges. You might be dealing with some happiness, and that you're grateful to God. Sometimes I think that's when we leave him the most, though, is when we're the happiest, and we on our knees more when we in pain. I said it, deal with it, right? And sometimes we just really want to balance that out. Don't get too hot or too cold, and kind of stay in the middle with our ebbs and flows, so that we could just still be connected to God in the way that we need to be connected to God. And finally, this isn't, as I said, it's not a checkbox. If you miss today, it's okay. If you find that you just, you got out of practice for whatever the reason, just get back to it. It's a slow thing. It's something that we need to make sure we have in our life, because spiritual self-care is about growing closer to God and allowing him to meet us where we are. I pray today that you got something that was beneficial to you with this self-care, spiritual self-care, not just physical self-care, not just me time, but spiritual self-care, where we are practicing what we need to do to be closer to God and to feed our spirit. Whether it takes you 5 minutes or you have 50 minutes a day to be able to spend, you do what you need to do that's going to help you to get closer to God, because the more you do it, the more it's going to work for you. Again, I am so glad that you guys are here with me. I'm so glad. I'm hoping again that this is a blessing to your spirit, and that we are out here doing the work of the Father. I will see you guys on the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.